Hey, it's Dave Mahoney. Just wanted to say thank you very much for listening to the podcast. And if you could rate and review it, we would greatly appreciate it.
I mean, we really need you to rate and review it because
we don't have a backup plan. So if we get fired, I don't know how I'm going to feed my kids.
I don't know how I'm going to feed myself. And you know, I like to eat.
So all you have to do is go to the store, whether this is the Apple Store or the Google Play Store, wherever you're listening to your favorite podcasts, and rate and review it. 5 stars. Helps us out a lot.
Thanks.
It's like buying Mahoney a digital cheeseburger.
The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Listen live on the Odyssey app.
All right, let's get things going. Got some good news and some bad news to kick things off today. What would you like first there, Mahoney?
Dave, why don't we start off today's show with some bad news?
So some bad news. Rival gangs of wild monkeys are fighting each other in front of shocked people over in Thailand. So the monkeys are normally very well fed by visitors, but obviously COVID-19, the third wave that's going on, lockdowns all over the place, has led to renewed food shortages for the animals in central Thailand. And they have been seen squaring off in front of the ruins of an ancient Buddhist temple before a group was chased away onto a nearby road. But when I say that there are rival gangs of monkeys, I'm talking about hundreds, if not thousands, of monkeys.
This feels like live-action Jungle Book.
So you want to hear something that makes this even creepier?
What's that?
Footage shows the two rival groups facing off at a busy junction while terrified motorists were waiting in their car for more than 4 minutes for this all-out brawl to stop between these two huge groups of monkeys. One of the troops is believed to roam the grounds of the ancient temple, a popular tourist attraction. The other lives in an abandoned movie theater.
Oh, no.
Oh.
I feel like this is... Oh. We need, like... You know, they do a lot of these movies where they remake them with either people, like cartoons, they turn into live action. So, like, we could take live action movies and then remake them with dogs or animals or something. I feel like West Side Story needs to be remade with monkeys.
1,000 monkeys just snapping.
This time, I'm coming for you. Ah. Give me my tiny banana.
No way.
Yeah.
That's as far as I made it into that movie, by the way.
I mean, as
just
far
as snapping.
There actually is a remake coming out.
A gang of something that lives inside.
Inhabits
a huge abandoned movie theater. I mean, rogue monkeys is up there for the most terrifying. Feral cats would be bad.
Rogue
monkeys. Huge tarantulas.
They're strong.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like we could mess up cats pretty. Like we could fight. I would say give me at least 50 cats.
You couldn't take 50 cats.
I think I could take 50 cats.
You could take a dozen cats.
No,
I could take
50 cats.
A baker's dozen.
No, just normal-sized, normal cats.
Nah.
I could take 50 cats.
Ian's the cat expert.
Dude, they got claws, man.
I would be, like, dropping elbows. I would sit on them. I would stomp them. We're talking to the death. I could take 50 cats. No,
you're telling me.
I give the cats 5 minutes and you're done.
20 cats jump on you and you're going to be okay?
They're not necessarily... Like, again, each cat probably weighs at most, maybe 8 to 10 pounds?
It's not like a G.I. Joe film where they come at you one at a time. Like, they would all just attack you at once.
All of a sudden, they've figured out military tactics now.
They've been following
the Roman Empire, the Phalanx, the Phalanx joint. They're coming at me now? No, I don't think so.
They are, like, in packs.
Yeah, man, you'll have 2 at the front, but then 18 in the back.
Yeah.
Take out at least 6 cats and just falling over.
No way.
Falling over. You don't think they'd move out of the way?
225 pounds falling on.
That's not a defense.
A cat can fall from a 4-story building, land on its feet, and be fine.
There was that video that we saw where that cat went flying out of like the 12th story of that condo and just ran off.
Slowly watch Mahoney fall down on top of it.
Okay. Me and my fight or flight defense, like when I'm fighting for my life, I could take 50 cats.
When have you ever fought for your life? You don't know what you're talking about.
Let's give him 20. Let's negotiate.
My adrenaline will be pumping.
No.
I'd start biting.
Your adrenaline will be pumping for like 45 seconds, and then your heart would give out, fall over, and just die of sadness.
I'd be like,
you would claw the cats.
I would.
See these plans you have.
And then I would say some really mean stuff to him, like, this is why everybody likes dogs.
Oh,
you pussy.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So mortgage rates are down again. That means that the refinance frenzy is going to continue. I don't know, man.
They're
I don't
like
understand any of this
right
stuff.
Now.
So mortgage rates in the U.S. have dipped again, sending borrowers to the bank and homeowners to lenders to refinance and save money on their monthly payments. The industry report that just came out said that Mortgage Bankers Association, after its weekly assessment, said that the 30-year fixed rate mortgages declined to 3.01% and 15-year mortgages are at 2.36%. The 30-year rate is the lowest since February, and the mark for 15-year mortgages is a record low. So applications for a new mortgage to purchase a home, however, down a bit, just 2% last week, 18% off of this time last year. So it is slowing down a little bit in that regard, but these rates continue to drop down, I imagine, will keep the housing market pretty hot because you can borrow money for a house almost for free compared to money that you can borrow for like, say, a credit card.
Oh, you're, I mean, your credit card APR is sometimes, like, you ever look at your credit card APR?
Oh, yeah.
It's like 20%. You're like, what?
20%?
How am I paying? This is a straight-up scam.
Yep.
Yeah, which they are. But I feel like I need to just take out a loan and buy a house I don't need right now.
That's a good idea.
Do you want to be a landlord?
Ooh, yes.
No, I don't. That's the thing.
Yeah.
That's the problem. I don't want to try to make money off of it.
Oh, darn. I was going to see if you would be my landlord, buddy.
Oh, you don't want me to be.
Oh, okay. Well, that was weird. I was really hoping you would just buy a house.
Buy a house for you?
Yeah, yeah. Just let me come live in it.
No, I just need a backup for when my wife divorces me.
Oh, no. Yeah. We can keep. I'll be like your the weirdo who like lives in the back shed that nobody really like knows what that person's doing, but they're just like upkeeping the grounds, like a groundskeeper.
Why is she always digging late at night? I don't know.
I feel like a groundskeeper.
Yeah, I can be a
groundskeeper. That is kind of like a forgotten like job title.
It was always whenever we existed whenever we were saying like a fortnight ago.
Like it was always like a big old manor or like an old school of some sort or maybe a hospital and the groundskeeper lived in that weird ass shed.
It was really just a weed trimmer,
yeah.
Duster. I can be that for you for your new property, Mom.
You like doing yard work?
I can learn. I can learn to pull a weed real well.
So wedding costs are soaring, and we don't know if it's because there's been an 18-month lockdown where a lot of people had to cancel their wedding or because people are like, hey, we just replanned this, and I don't want this to get locked down again, so I'm just going to go ahead and get married. But they're saying that wedding costs, like many other things, are unfortunately on the rise right now. So if you haven't heard this before?
What is this?
It's a really bad
somebody playing trumpet?
Wedding march.
Somebody walked down the aisle to this?
Yes, it's
was
beautiful.
This their, like, 10-year-old brother this who just got introed into the band?
No, it was their dad, and it's romantic.
Oh, dude, your dad sucks.
It really needed a recorder to go with it, you know? And then bust out a sweet duet of Mary Had a Little Lamb.
Wow.
They're saying that this year, marriages in the U.S. are expected to jump by more than 50% following the slump last year. And, of course, that means that costs for everything are going up.
Cool.
As if they're not already astronomically expensive to start.
As if it's not already ridiculous to begin with.
Just finding a way to gouge you at every single turn. Like, here's a cover for a chair that's going to cost you $22.50 per chair.
You're like, do I get to keep it? No, that's the rental fee. Oh, and do you want a bow on it? Okay, that's an extra $14
per chair. Because they know you'll pay it.
Did you have these at your wedding, Andrea? I think Dave had like a table centerpiece at his.
Yeah.
Like, you know how, like that, to me, it's like, it's just a fishbowl with some, like, crappy rocks in it.
Crappy rocks and then a weird
like
floating dandelion. Yeah.
No,
yeah.
We reused my bouquets. So like our like bridesmaids bouquets.
That's smart.
They put them in there because they're not carrying them around for the rest of the time.
Yeah.
So yeah, we just put them on in there.
So a South Carolina man said that he was bored, and so he bought a scratch-off lottery ticket, and he hit a jackpot for $375,000.
Damn.
He bought it for $10, the Mighty Jumbo Bucks. At a store in Myrtle
Mighty
Beach.
Mighty Jumbo Bucks.
Mighty Jumbo Bucks.
Mighty Jumbo Bucks.
What a name.
Yeah.
Mighty Jumbo Bucks, please.
He said, I was completely shocked. I kept looking and checking the dresser drawer to make sure the ticket was still there. $375,000. But he said that he bought it because he was bored. Not like us where we're like putting our last $10 bill into a slot machine.
And
we're like, please.
You can't win if you don't play, plain and simple.
You can lose if you do play.
You will lose if you do play. Powerball, by the way, right now, $199 million.
Come on.
And Mega Millions close. Mega Millions coming at 166. So
okay.
It's right at that.
So we're over the $150 million mark.
Well,
which
$200 million is the buy.
Yeah. Oh, that's your buy?
Yeah.
See, $150, I talk upwards myself into that being worth it. $150 million. Anything less than that, don't waste my time.
You want to go buy some lotto tickets with me?
I would love to.
We
deserve a trip out there.
That's
you
right.
Do. You really do.
You do.
To the middle of nowhere to a random gas station that sells karaoke machines.
Yeah.
Let's
do it. Wait, they sell karaoke
and disco
machines?
Balls.
And disco balls.
Yep.
Sounds like a party,
which,
man.
We need to start a company that makes karaoke machines with built-in disco balls.
Can I go with you guys?
Nah.
Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, LeVar Burton is a national treasure. I hope he becomes the permanent host of Jeopardy.
Message deleted.
I am with you 1,000% on that. I think LeVar Burton is a man liked by all.
Have you watched Jeopardy with any of these other hosts? I mean, was there any that stood out to you?
I'm still in my grieving process.
Yeah, I haven't gone back.
Because Aaron Rodgers got some pretty good critical acclaim, but that's just because it's Aaron Rodgers doing something that he wouldn't normally do.
Yeah.
He wasn't good.
He was too jokey, in my opinion.
Yeah. You watch Jeopardy pretty much every day.
Yes. My favorite, and I know this is going to be
the producer,
weird,
right?
No, Katie Couric.
You know, interestingly,
I adored Katie. I thought she was great.
My favorite, even though I have no reason to like him, I thought George Stephanopoulos did a good job.
Yeah.
Because he's just kind of snarky and
kind of like Alex was. Alex was like
a
that.
A little mean.
Yeah.
You know?
See, I feel like LeVar Burton brings that, he brings a educational aspect to it because his reading Rainbow History.
And I think that whenever you are going to be hosting a show about learning, who better to do it than somebody who's already raised us, my generation especially. On having fun while learning.
And I feel like it would kind of complete the circle for LeVar Burton. I mean, he's been a part of so many iconic things. Obviously, Reading Rainbow, Roots, Star Trek, The Next Generation. And you throw Jeopardy in there? I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like there's a pretty big gap. Like,
Ian, what do you think about LeVar
Burton? Do people still know? I mean, I know that people have nostalgia for LeVar Burton, but what has he been doing for like the last 25 years?
All of that.
His thing.
His thing.
He's been living his life.
Yeah.
In between your goals, Dave, you've got to find where
his
to
presentation
live.
Is perfect for Jeopardy. The only thing is, I feel so bad for him because he's getting overshadowed by the contestants. So obviously, we had the guy who set the
world moron.
Who set the record for the lowest score in Jeopardy history.
Negative 7,400.
And now we have this dope named Matt, who's like, I think, on a 3-day streak, and he is constantly answering what is. For everything, even when it's a person. And people are getting upset.
Like, are they giving him the point?
Yeah, they are. Because he's getting the right answers, but unfortunately he's just phrasing it wrong. But Jeopardy purists like me are getting very upset at
Alex
every answer.
That fly.
Who is when it's a person?
Please leave a message after the tone.
Any good hot sauces you could recommend, Mahoney, because I need them as hot as they can get, man. So send them my way.
Message deleted.
Any good hot sauces? What a weird thing to call somebody about.
I don't think that's necessarily
that's
weird.
Strange.
But you're not a hot sauce dude.
I'm not. I'm a pepper guy. I like heat. I love, you know, I'm eating scorpion and ghost peppers. It's actually not messing my butt up too much these days. I think it's getting used to it.
Developing an immunity.
It's getting acclimated to it. But as far as hot sauces go, I mean, you could just never go wrong, in my opinion, with Cholula.
Cholula's
or
the best.
Frank's.
And Frank's is great,
too. If
you're
looking at it, like a mild heat.
The thing about Frank's, though, is that it tastes so much like buffalo hot wings.
It's pure
that's for buffalo.
Buffalo.
I would never put Frank's on anything besides
for sure.
Buffalo. But I assume that's what he's talking about, right?
But Cholula's the best one.
Because it's got flavor.
Yeah.
I like putting Cholula on mashed potatoes.
Cholula on mashed potatoes sounds
what?
Terrible.
Oh, yeah. No,
hold on. Wait.
It's
what?
Legit.
No.
Take some.
Audrey.
Take
call
some,
the cops.
Take some Lay's.
Why would you
potato chip Lay's.
With mashed potatoes.
Crunch them up. Sprinkle them on top. And then dip some Cholula on
you
it.
You get high often.
Yeah, man.
You get
how
high often.
These
you?
Are. It's,
answer the question.
No. This is a recipe.
Are you
that,
high right now?
No. This is part of a recipe of mashed potato tacos that I learned from Sam, the cooking guy.
Oh,
and
okay.
It's phenomenal. Like, legitimately. Like,
so hang on. Mashed potatoes is the base. And then
crumble
you
up Lay's, normal Lay's potato chips. Put them on top.
Okay.
More potatoes. Got it.
Throw some Cholula on there.
That's it.
And then, if you really want to take it to the next level, dice some chives, throw it on there.
I mean, I feel like it's missing like
so
cheese.
Like, chaos.
I don't
like that's chaos.
That
where's the gravy?
It's so good.
Mahoney is Chive
gravy.
Bay now.
Chive Bay, yes. Oh, man. Mahoney, that sounds lovely. I'll have to make sure I try that.
You think I'm going to be over here making ridiculous or bad food recommendations? My brand is built on good food, eating.
That's your
stuff.
Brand.
Yeah.
You're good in the neighborhood.
Your brand is now
food.
Mashed potatoes with crumpled up chips and Cholula.
And chives if you want to get fancy.
Please leave a message after the tone.
When I was still serving on the strip, I was serving on the balcony at Planet Hollywood. and this whole party were just nightmares and refusing to pay. And so some smart ass tried to go, well, what happens if I jump off the balcony? And I looked at him dead in his face, and then I looked at his girlfriend. I was like, you'll be dead. She'll be stuck with your bill, but go ahead, jump. I may have some popcorn, and just dead-faced him. And then he was like, oh, crap, and then pulled out sock money.
Message deleted.
No.
Sock money.
Also,
that took a weird turn. I didn't expect that there'd be soggy sock money at the end of it.
Yeah, not like at the after a
especially
a meal.
If you're trapped on a balcony. Like, I mean, did you ever dine and dash?
When I was like 14.
So okay,
my friends
so
did. I never did.
I don't think I did either. Ian, you certainly have dine and dash, right?
No, absolutely
really?
Not.
No?
No.
Oh yeah, well,
I didn't mean to put that on you. Then I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Yeah. I suck. Yeah, Audrey, I've never either. Yeah, I've never done it either. Oh,
criminal.
I'm like all the rest of us.
No, I had friends who there was a Denny's that was literally right next door to a police department, and my friends would go to that.
They would
one.
Dine and dash at the Denny's next to the police department because you know there's cops in there at all times.
The time they got arrested for it was like the third time they tried it, so they got away two times and they kept going back to the same place.
Denny's.
Yes.
And then they know the kids. That is so dumb because you know when you've been dine and dash, you remember those faces.
Oh, yeah.
And then they like ran. Like
or
they,
even bad
they
tippers.
There were cops literally in the parking lot when they tried to do it, and they didn't even make it to their car. One of them tried to hide under like somebody was towing a boat, and they tried to hide under a boat. Then they're like, can you come out from under there?
You had smart friends, huh?
Yeah, see, this is the problem. I this is why I thought I was so smart for so long, just because I was
you hang out with idiots.
Exactly.
Here's what's making news.
So even people in LeBron James's hometown are turning against him, and I don't know what I mean. That whole thing with China, where he is kowtowing to the Chinese government because he wanted to make money, and they're huge violators of human rights, and there's a lot of reasons not to like the Chinese government.
Uh-huh.
The only real reason to like them
is if you're making money.
Is if you're trying to profit off of it and sell more shoes or whatever it may be. But even in his hometown of Akron, Ohio, there's a big Space Jam mural that somebody put up to advertise it. And somebody vandalized it.
Which is really weird.
They painted a clown nose on
him. LeBron really does a lot for his hometown.
Yeah.
He has like that school where a bunch of kids are able to go essentially to a prep school for free, correct? And he's instilled a lot of money in the education system. So for this to be
vandalized.
And
he played in Ohio for the vast majority of his career. I mean, of course, there was a stint with the Heat there for a couple of years.
Of
and then he left in 2018 to go to
and then
play
everybody
for the Lakers,
applauded him on his way back.
But yeah, I mean, he brought championships to Ohio and everything else. So the fact that there's people spray painting clown noses on LeBron in his hometown. Surprising, but it kind of makes me happy.
He's a sellout.
He is.
This is why Jordan will be the modern era GOAT always.
Yep.
And his shoes are way better.
Has anyone ever seen somebody wearing a pair of LeBrons?
I mean, I own one pair. But
you
I
own
also,
a pair of LeBrons?
But not because they're LeBrons, but because they're Martin Lawrence themed, and I love Martin Lawrence.
Wait, sorry.
Martin. From, the TV show Martin Lawrence, Bad Boys, Martin Lawrence.
Yeah.
No, that's
familiar.
Martin Lawrence has...
A pair of shoes?
A LeBron
there was some,
collab shoes
yeah, there
that
was,
you bought?
There were Martin Lawrence after the TV show Martin, which I loved that show. Just him, Tommy, Garrett Morris on that show.
Sure,
Tisha
yeah.
Campbell. It was a perfect show when I was growing up. Loved that show. Worth going back and watching again.
Wasn't Martin a DJ? Wasn't he like a
radio? Yeah,
he
was a radio guy.
Huh.
It was like,
that's cool.
I've never seen you wear those. Are those like your going out shoes?
He never wears shoes.
I don't wear them.
Why don't you wear them?
Yeah, you should
show
those off.
Are they a collector's item?
Yeah.
You think they're going to
They are.
Appreciate?
They're actually worth probably four times what I paid for them right now.
No,
did
I mean,
you see,
head,
though, but... that there is a lot of sneakerheads who are telling you that if you don't wear the shoes, which I don't know necessarily about how LeBron's hold up, but a lot of these Jordans, they're meant to be worn. So if you're not wearing them, the soles are like crumbling.
Ah, interesting. So
you might want to go look back.
Mahoney's
going to
put on his Martin shoes and they're just going to disintegrate into dust.
It was he worked for WZZP with it.
Oh, that's cool.
And it was a way more realistic because if you think about the big TV shows that over the last 40 years that were about radio, you've got WKRP in Cincinnati,
sure,
which was great, classic, accurately depicted. You have Martin, and the other one is Frasier, and Frasier is so unrealistic.
And don't forget where Joe Rogan got his start, News Radio.
Yep. True.
Yep.
But
big hit.
Frasier, he's living in a penthouse, essentially, in Seattle.
He's living at the top of the Space Needle in Seattle.
He's super rich, and he does a one-hour AM talk show. Like, that...
Realistic.
Like, yeah, like, this... That's
you don't live in penthouses, right?
No. So here's the thing, is that most people who do a one-hour show on an AM radio station...
are paying for it.
They're paying to be on the air. They're not getting paid.
Yeah.
Man.
How about that?
So, like, that was why I feel like Martin, like, where, he, you know, it was way more realistic.
I think we need to dig into Frasier. Like, when they do this reboot that they've been talking about, like, see what's really going on here. Because there's been a bunch of these AM guys over the years that have been paying for that one-hour slot. They get busted for, like, embezzling money or, like, giving out bad financial advice. What if we found out that Frasier was just the peak of a Ponzi scheme? Wouldn't that be great?
He was the a-hole behind Trim Spa.
It's the movie quote quiz on the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show.
Mahoney is kind of uncharacteristically proud. I mean, you're proud of a lot of things, but you are really proud of the fact that you've watched a lot of movies, which is a
cinema is what the cultural zeitgeist of this country is built upon, Dave. I love cinema. I think it has changed the way that the world is. I think it's one of the most ways that people find they're able to relax and enjoy stuff. It's cinema really changed the way that the world is. It was one of the greatest inventions of all time.
Okay, maybe again, overstating it a bit.
You think moving pictures, you don't think that's one of the great, like, you got fire, the wheel, moving pictures.
Okay, I don't think anyone really invented fire, but the wheel, big one.
Jesus did.
Air conditioning, big one for me.
Oh, yeah.
Electricity.
Yeah.
Big fan of electricity.
Movies.
Yeah. Okay, sure. Audrey, you haven't been around as long as Mahoney, but
I have not.
You've seen enough movies to do pretty well at this, or maybe Mahoney's just bad at it.
Sure. No, I don't know, though, because that passion that we just heard from Mahoney is the reason why I got cyberbullied in my DMs the other day by a listener.
Somebody cyberbullied?
Straight up just said, "You suck at the movie quote quiz. Well, Mahoney is so good."
That was my burner account, sorry.
From Mason Jabroni.
Yeah, that was me. I borrowed it from KD. That's right. Went there.
Here's how this works. There's five quotes, and Otter, you get the option of going first or second on the first one. And you also have a lifeline, so you can tag me in on one of them if you so choose, if you think it'll help. I'm not nearly as into movies as Mahoney is, but I'll try to help you if I can.
Okay, great.
All right, so option to you, first or second on the first one?
I'm hoping number one is going to be Legally Blonde 2, so let's go with number one.
Okay, let's see. Here we go. Movie quote quiz. If you need to hear it a second time after I played initially, no problem, but you only have 5 seconds to figure it out after that.
Shut up. You had me at hello.
Oh, you had me at hello, huh?
Come on.
This is a classic. Oh, I get to tap you in, though.
Oh, sure.
And you're confident?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
That's Jerry Maguire.
Of course it is.
That's Tom Cruise.
Tiny Tom. And Renee Zellweger.
Yeah.
Okay, Audrey on the board with one.
Great. Thanks,
Dave. Easy. No problem here to help. Mahoney, Audrey number two, you're up first.
Left hip forward, placing your right hand on your away hip thusly, giving the illusion that you have a gun, which, of course, we both know you don't. Okay? But you know what we do have? Our voices!
Oh, man, I recognize that. Do you too?
I got it.
Do you?
I think.
Okay, well, let's see if Mahoney can get it. Do you want to hear it a second time?
Yeah.
Okay, only 5 seconds after it's done.
Left hip forward, placing your right hand on your away hip thusly, giving the illusion that you have a gun, which, of course, we both know.
Oh, you don't. I do know what this is.
Okay? But you know what we do have? Our voices!
Is that Paul Blart Malt Cop?
Yes, it is.
Wow.
Nice. Man.
Nice.
Wow.
Nice one.
If he hadn't heard it a second time, that would have been my point.
It was hard to identify the first voice. That's what I was usually trying to do.
I actually thought that it was the one that, Seth Rogen
it
was.
It sounds like Seth Rogen.
Report.
Yeah.
Report.
Yeah. Oh,
that,
yeah.
That was a good one.
Not nearly as good as Paul Blart Malt Cop.
It was the same movie. It was literally the same movie. Mall Security. They had a good year.
Okay.
2011.
Both of you have 1 point. Here we go on to number three. Audrey, you're up first.
I am the president of the United States of America, clothed in immense power.
That's it? That's the whole thing?
That's the whole thing.
I have no clue. I'll listen it again for giggles.
I am the president of the United States of America, clothed in immense power.
So, nothing?
Nothing. I don't have a guess.
Mahoney?
Is that Daniel Day-Lewis in Lincoln?
Yeah, it is.
Wow.
Yes,
I tried to watch that movie, and I just could not. And I love historical films and boring things.
That's like
a little extra sleepy.
But
you know what,
Daniel
you know what
Day-Lewis,
I was going to guess?
Though.
I would have thought that was Dave. Do you remember that movie, Dave?
With Kevin Kline?
What?
Yes. Where the president falls into a coma. And
He's sleeping with his mistress, and then he falls into a coma, and then his lookalike from the county fair or whatever it was has to step in to be president. You remember that movie?
It was actually pretty good.
It's
pretty
a good movie. At least you didn't say Idiocracy. That's good.
All right, so Mahoney is now up 2-1. Audrey.
I can win it right nightmare.
Here. And Mahoney can get the victory if he gets this one correct. Here we go.
Hey, don't turn your butt on me. I'm the man of the ages. Straight out the pages. Hang on, I'm contagious. Outrageous. Spontaneous. You can't contain this. I am.
Oh, yeah, you are.
So Mahoney doesn't know it. Audrey looks like she might get the steal here. This is important, Mahoney.
I think, let me hear it one more time.
Okay.
Hey, don't turn your butt on me. I'm the man of the ages. Straight out the pages. Hang on, I'm contagious. Outrageous. Spontaneous. You can't contain this. I am.
Five seconds. I think that is Tracy Morgan. Is that Kung Fu Panda?
God, no.
No.
No? Is that Tracy Morgan,
okay,
though?
This is one of the ones that is like the Mandela effect, where it's like, I don't know if it's Shazam or Kazam.
Oh, is that Shaq?
But it's Shazam. It's Kazam.
Kazam, all right, she got it. She got it.
There was collusion.
Yeah. All right,
you
quickly,
thought that was
quickly,
Tracy
quickly,
Morgan?
Quickly here,
it
Audrey.
It kind of sounded like Tracy
for
Morgan.
For the win right here.
Who are you?
Who am I?
Who am I? You don't have to play the rest of it.
Go for it.
I am the glorious Mushu. That is Mulan.
Done.
Collusion. Collusion.
What a comeback victory.
Glitz. Glamour. Fame. Scandal. Weight loss tea? It's Pop Trash.
Audrey, I am sorry to do this to you this early in the morning, but you need to gird your loins over there, old girl, because shirtless Adam Driver is here.
Oh, my God,
fire. 10, 10, 10, 10.
Oh, I am very aware.
Have you seen this picture of that sexy water buffalo with his shirt off emerging from the depths?
Oh, yes, I did. Honestly, it's making me feel some type of way.
There's a new shirtless photo.
Oh, yeah.
So he's doing a whole new campaign for Burberry Hero, where he is now embodying the essence of the British luxury brand.
Is it the one where he's holding the fragrance? Is it him, the one holding the goat over his head?
No. No.
Because I mean, that's kind of hot, too. Why? Yeah. Like, why do I find that attractive?
What is with this guy? Because Adam Driver is not
goat.
He's not a classically handsome guy.
No.
He's in great shape, though.
Something about him.
He served our country. He was a Marine, as Marines would say. And, I did not like this guy in Girls originally. Like, his face, I was just like, God, I hate it. It was just the character, and the show was poorly written. But ever since he, got away from that, I've been a fan. And he did turn it around for me in the Star Wars series.
Well, in Girls, just like in Star Wars, he's really good at playing the lovable, antagonist.
Yeah.
Like, he's really good at playing the guy who you should not be rooting for, but you just, he's so good.
So dang good, good bad. Yeah. Somebody, my favorite comment that I saw on it from Twitter. Today is a good day. Nay, today is a great day. Today, Burberry gifted us a wonderful thing. A gift horse, Adam Driver.
So, that's poetry.
It is.
Compared to Mahoney's horse photo.
That very sad horse.
Yeah.
Hey.
Adam's horse looks happy in that.
Oh,
I can't even see its
Mahoney's
face.
Mahoney's pulling up the photos. Oh, my Lord.
Oh, there's a video of him riding.
Nay.
A great
I wish
day.
I was that horse.
Running with a horse. God, the high-end fashion and the high-end cologne or perfume commercials are the most ludicrous things that have ever been captured on film.
Look at him swimming like a little Olympian.
It doesn't matter, though. All you have to do is put shirtless Adam Driver carrying a small goat and emerging from the water, and here we are.
He's swimming next to a horse. Also, how crazy is it that horses can swim?
Yeah.
He's barebacked.
Except for Artex.
No, that's because they strapped him in and they pulled him down in the mud.
It's a really sad story. Yeah,
it's one of the worst things ever.
So, Ian, as a Wisconsin guy, this is probably going to break your heart. No new trial for Stephen Avery.
Oh, come on. Well,
maybe. But right now, as of this moment, the Wisconsin Court of Appeals unanimously rejected his request for a fresh hearing, saying a lower court's prior decision to deny him a retrial hearing was sound. However, his attorney, who specializes in wrongful conviction, if you recall, the second season of Making a Murderer
Love
was
her.
All about her. Did you know there's a third season? I don't know how they keep cranking out seasons, but there's a third season that's on the way of Making a Murderer, which is going to be on Netflix.
Is it going to focus on him?
Yeah. The same season 3 is expected to be released in next year sometime, in 2022.
Do you think that he is innocent?
I mean, that's pretty. No? Did you watch that whole series?
I did. I watched both. And in conclusion, I think that either, his nephew
That poor Brandon Dassey idiot.
He's just really dumb.
That's and the one. That's the innocent one.
He got railroaded.
The other guy's innocent. Innocent.
Well, yeah, I mean, Brandon Dassey, he's too stupid to do anything.
Did they let him out?
No, he's still in jail because they coerced him into a confession.
Mom, yeah. What does incompetent mean? That was the worst. And I actually feel bad for Stephen Avery because he's in a correctional facility right now in Waupun, Wisconsin, and the only thing in Waupun is the prison, a cosmetology school, and a sandwich shop.
And his mom just died.
And his mom just passed away.
Oh, so.
His sweet old mom who just wanted her boy out.
She was so wrinkly.
Well, very season 3 wrinkly. On Netflix.
Yeah.
Coming this summer.
It's going to be a real pick-me-up.
Going to have a happy ending, I promise.
Oh, yeah.
So Kelly Clarkson.
Does he get to go to the sandwich shop? Is that what, you know?
Just look at it.
He becomes a hairstylist in his free time.
Yeah.
So Kelly Clarkson is paying her ex-husband a mint, coughing up almost $250,000 every 30 days.
I hate this so much.
The
How
judge
did
in
he
her
get
divorce
that money?
Signed off on the docs, finalizing the temporary spousal support and child support. Kelly will pay this guy $200,000 a month.
I hate this on both sides.
Yes.
If you are a girl getting that kind of money undeservedly so from a guy.
It's garbage.
I mean, and vice versa. Like, I think of Adele whenever her ex-husband was going after almost more than half of
Bethany
her.
Frankel.
Yeah, I mean, it's just gross
now,
to me.
Now, this isn't nearly what old Brandon wanted. He actually requested $436,000 per month.
How much money is Kelly Clarkson worth? I know she's taking over the Ellen Empire, I guess.
She's worth a lot of money.
But $200,000 a month is how much is it?
$2.5 million a year.
That's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money. So here's the thing that gets me is that he requested $436,000, didn't get that, but still $200,000 a month. That's a boatload of money. He's getting $45,601 every month for their two kids, which I get it. Like, if the kids are accustomed to a certain lifestyle.
But the kids can also get that lifestyle with mom.
But she would be paying for that anyway.
Yeah.
I don't imagine she even probably has that much of a problem with paying that for the kids.
Not.
But he's getting $150,000 a month in spousal support for himself.
I hate the, I've become accustomed to this kind of lifestyle. Like, I get that the way the government works.
You better
works,
get unaccustomed because we're divorced.
Yeah, it's over.
Yeah, exactly. But the way that the government works, and I do understand the reasoning, even though I don't love it in some cases, but for normal people, like all of us, we get divorced, you don't have a prenup, you have kids, spousal support, if your significant other didn't work or had a much lower paying job.
If they gave up their career to take care of the family, and then that was kind of the agreement that you had, is that you would be the breadwinner while they were taking care of the family, that's a much different scenario than you just married Kelly Clarkson.
But the way the government thinks about it is they don't want to have to support anybody. So I get that. Like, they don't want to make the onus upon them, but there's no chance that this guy is going to be out there and need government assistance on anything. A $200,000 a month is, like, to anybody else in this room, we go, we could all live off of that, all four of us, for a year easily.
She also has to fork over a one-time $1.25 million payment to cover his attorney fees.
A tale as old as time. You weren't with me practicing in the gym. You weren't with her in the studio practicing and making all of those hours.
You don't get that money. Justin Guarini, you son of a bitch.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
Thank God the West Coast is safe, you guys. We were all in real danger. Metro Police in Las Vegas say that a dude was at a Las Vegas strip resort and they had to arrest a guy named David Demianson, who they say is a transient, after he, at the Cosmopolitan, threatened to blow the place up. And then he said, I'm going to take it a step further. I'm going to blow up this whole country because he had a pocket nuke.
A pocket nuke?
A pocket nuke.
Oh. Right,
I mean,
yeah, right
that
here.
Sounds like, that sounds like a new hot pocket.
Sir, that looks like a pack of cigarettes. No, it's a nuke, and I'm going to blow up this whole country. I have a nuclear weapon, and I will kill everyone in here, he said.
Also, isn't that a weird way to describe kind of like a crazy person as a transient?
Yeah, like, I thought we were going to get canceled. I was like, oh, my God.
You can say a transient.
No, I know you can, but it just
seems
weird.
We're a trans-friendly morning show.
They just move from place to place. You know, it just seems like a weird description. Just to be like, this person is off their rocker and making crazy threats.
The transient is just that's the old swapperoo for a hobo, right? From back in the day?
Yeah.
Because is there a hobo still?
I don't know. Ian, is that a yesterday word?
No, hobo's fine. And unfortunately, the art of hoboing has gone away.
Yeah,
but no,
that's what I was asking.
There
about.
Are still,
still do people still hop trains and stuff?
They do. It's just a lot tougher now.
We talked to
somebody. I like
somebody.
That Ian's our authority on
man, the homeless community.
I used to hop the trains in Chicago just to get from the north side to the south side. It was actually pretty easy. All you had to do, yeah, it's an open train yard. But just go in there and then just hop off when you need to hop off.
Yeah, but if you mess up, you die.
Yeah, but don't mess up.
Do you not remember us talking to a listener who we were talking about accidents whose brother lost his leg jumping onto a train?
He still got another leg, though.
Yeah. Glass half full. I like that.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Right. They have prosthetics
legs half
now.
Half there. Okay, yeah.
Just call Limpy Magoo, and you'll be fine. You can't hop trains anymore.
Do you think when he lost
really
his leg?
Really hard to do that with a wheelchair.
Or do you think when people ask him how he lost his leg, do you think he says, in training?
Oh, man. if he doesn't, he needs to write that joke down.
That's a good joke. Okay. That's a good joke. So ZZ Top's longtime bassist has passed away. Dusty Hill has passed away at 72 years old.
I mean, one of the all-time greats, man.
So good.
Do you think that beard will preserve well? Do they cut his beard? Do they keep his beard?
It will live on in infamy forever, hopefully.
They wrote, "We are saddened by the news today that our compadre Dusty Hill has passed away in his sleep at his home in Houston, Texas. We, along with legions of ZZ Top fans around the world, we will miss your steadfast presence, your good nature, and enduring commitment to providing that monumental bottom to the top, which is ZZ Top."
I don't know if you guys ever got a chance to see ZZ Top live, but I saw him at, I believe it was the Kentucky State Fair.
Oh, what
when
a treat.
I was a
hell yes.
I think I was like 12 years old, 12, 13 years old, something like that.
I bet this slapped at the Kentucky State Fair when you were 12 years old.
It so many mullets.
Phenomenal. Like, one of the best shows I remember. Like, we actually didn't even get to go into the show because my dad didn't want to pay for tickets.
You were standing outside the fence?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Just but behind the
still,
chain link, old poor Mahoney.
Stage.
What is it?
You crawl up to the top so you can see over as if you bought tickets.
Hey, why, we're here for free, man.
Was that a good memory for you?
Yeah, it was good. I ate a bunch of fair food.
Do you remember what your dad was drinking that night?
Bush.
He was drinking Bush Light.
Not Bush Light.
Oh, just straight up Bush.
Just straight up Bush.
It was either Bush or Mick. Usually Mick.
I'll take a Bush heavy.
Yo!
Fast food freakouts.
If I wasn't in this car, man, I'd come in there and kick your ass.
Ma'am, we're going to have to ask you to leave.
Mahoney, for reference, your favorite fast food restaurant of all time.
Oh, God. It's probably Shake Shack, if you want to call it
Shake Shack. That's like casual dining, though.
It is...
Oh, this you just broke his brain. He was like,
Steak and Shake, Freddy's are up there.
Okay.
Chick-fil-A. Canes.
Okay.
Without question.
All right, so you guys are trying to figure out which fast food restaurant these freakouts happen in. The great thing about fast food, obviously, is the convenience of it. And also that at any point when you're in a fast food restaurant, total chaos can ensue.
Well, I feel like the places that Audrey and I named, we're not seeing throwdowns at.
McDonald's, yes.
Well, there are little clues in each one of these pieces of audio as to what fast food restaurant it is. So you guys trying to figure it out. So I'll give you the setup. I'll play you the audio, and then I'll give you multiple choice of what it could be. Ring in by saying your name whenever you think you know the correct answer. Total of three. Whoever gets more correct is going to be our winner today. Ian, real quick, favorite fast food restaurant of all time is?
Arby's.
We've got
the
beef.
They have the meats.
Taco Bell, I think.
Taco Bell for
sure. Really?
Yeah, Taco Bell.
I think Taco Bell is probably one of my more frequented, but Cane's just hits every time.
Yeah, Chick-fil-A, I mean, is obviously pretty good too. But here we go. Number one, this is a woman complaining that the food that she just got is not edible.
So basically charging me $60 for food that's not edible instead of giving me a refund. And I am recording because this is not customer service. You guys should not have to charge me $60.
I do not want to be recorded.
I don't care if you want to be recorded. I have more over there that I have spit out. She's telling me the only way for you guys to refund me on that is to give me a refund on my card, which will take 3, 5, 7, 10 business days.
Not happy. Is that A, a McDonald's, B, a Jack in the Box, or C, a Burger
King? Audrey.
Mahoney was first.
I think I have to go with a tried and true. I believe that is a McDonald's.
It is not.
Really? That's what my guess would have been. So I guess Burger King?
Burger King is correct, Audrey. Well done.
So who spends $60 at Burger King?
You got a family.
Yeah, even if you got a family. Size. Dave, you got 18,000 people in your family. You ever spend $60
at
Burger
King? I haven't been to a Burger King in years, but I will say that the last time I went to a McDonald's, it was like $42, and it really wasn't much food.
But it's about $10 per person.
Yeah, I mean, you're just getting Happy Meals. You know, somebody's getting combos and all that nonsense. It adds up pretty quick.
I don't know, $60 seems like a lot to me.
It does.
Fun fact, that was Mahoney's first wrong answer in Fast Food Freakouts in six clips.
Really?
He was six in a row until that one right there. Yeah. The streak is over.
We broke the streak. Let's just keep it going.
Yeah, Audrey, you can get the win right here if you get this correct. Number two, a man insists on meeting with an employee and orders food from another restaurant. Here we go on to number two.
Hey, I'm gonna take two McDoubles and a large fry. No, I know. They made McDoubles for me last time I came through here.
I don't even know what a McDouble is here.
It's a double meat, double cheese with the as mushroom, mayo, and onions on it.
We don't even have onions here.
Okay, you can hold the onions.
But we don't have onions at the store.
What about a McGriddle?
That's McDonald's.
No, but they make them here too.
We don't make McGriddles here. We don't make McAnything.
Oh man, that guy is funny. I bet that was a real hit on your YouTube page.
Yeah, TikTok, it's blowing up on.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to punch him.
So the man insisting on messing with an employee and ordering food from another restaurant was at A, at a Sonic, B, at a Chick-fil-A, or C, at a White Castle.
Tony.
Audrey.
Oh, God.
This one's so easy.
Oh, is it so easy?
So easy, Audrey.
Okay, can you? I think I know what it is in my head, but can you give me the answers again?
Oh, she's already forgot.
I was going to say Chick-fil-A is the one that I was going to say.
Sonic, Chick-fil-A, or White Castle?
I was going to say Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A, yes.
That's correct. They're the only ones who don't have onions. Sonic has onions. White Castle has onions.
Oh.
Breaking that down, Mo.
Yeah, nice breakdown, but Audrey just won.
Yeah. Yeah, because you gave it to her.
No, I said Chick-fil-A would be my answer.
Let's hear the third one.
Oh, my God, Mahoney. Don't you take the name of my victory?
Fast food forensics.
Yeah, that's right. I'm a fast food forensics fanatic.
This is a woman very upset over a simple mistake.
I'm really angry, and I'm sorry I'm yelling.
Okay.
I'm really upset, but you did it once, you did it once.
Okay.
And you're still wrong.
Okay,
it's not hard. This is burgers. I've gone all the way home and back again now. You should get it right in Chicago because I'm really, really cruel. I'm sorry. I have to cool down.
Is that A, a McDonald's, B, a Popeyes, or C,
Audrey.
A White Castle?
That's a McDonald's.
No.
Oh, dreads.
That. 100%. Without doubt.
You are such a little fibber. You would say
White
McDonald's
Castle.
Too.
White Castle. Absolutely, it's White Castle. Congratulations, Mahoney. You still lose.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So we're hearing more and more about there being different companies that are making their employees get vaccinated. Google is the latest one to make headlines as saying anyone that comes back to the office is going to have mandatory vaccination, but they're not the only ones. Now, reportedly, there are some dominatrixes out there which are forcing their subs to get vaxxed.
You're naughty.
I mean, if you're in a, you know, submissive relationship with a dominatrix, you do what you're told.
You
do what they say.
Or you'll get the whip again. This time, they're saying, as the doms of the country are slowly opening up their dungeon doors as lockdown restrictions lift, they are persuading their subs to get the shot, and it's been largely quite successful. If this is what I have to do in order to see you, I'll do it, and that makes me happy. They interviewed a number of DOMs for this particular story. Depending on what their specialty is, some DOMs don't feel comfortable doing in-person work just yet, but those that do are saying you need to be vaccinated.
Do you think that they're taken by leash to appointment?
Yeah, like you got to crawl into a Walgreens.
Yes.
You're like, do I still get my $25 gift card? You do not.
This is mine now.
I was wondering.
Use it on shampoo.
And you have a tiny penis.
As you're saying they're doing it in person again, like was there a lot of domination going on via Zoom?
I am almost certain that that is the case. I mean, if you think about somebody that, you know, has like a thing, regardless of what it is, during this pandemic, people found ways to do things. I mean, we like going to happy hour and having drinks. Mm-hmm. We were doing virtual happy hours. There's already all sorts of people that are doing stuff, communicating, sending videos, everything else online. Why wouldn't they have, like, an insult session over Zoom?
I feel like
that's as effective.
I get the, you know, it's not for me, but, like, hey, you do you, the sub-domination thing. But the one I don't get, the craziest, I don't know if you guys, we may have touched.
You get the sub-dom?
I do. I understand, like, how somebody could make that their kink. Like if they're a very submissive person.
I feel like you'd be a pretty good sub.
No, not at all. Yeah. I don't like to be told what to do, ever.
So step on your junk with high heels on.
And pain is not pleasure for me as
you don't want your balls taken to like with a little plastic baseball bat.
No. Like, you know there is a genre of domination that is, it's basically called money humiliation. Ian, are you familiar with this?
Where they just tell you how poor you are?
It's called FinDom.
Yeah.
Financial domination. FinDom. Crazy.
And so basically the guys, just these women, because it's never a guy, but it's always, it's these women dominatrix who are telling these guys who want to be humiliated, like how poor they are, how much money they don't have, just, and so they make them give them money to show them that they're not poor. So it's like the greatest.
Wow, what a great, like, hustle.
Yeah. I'm like, man, whoever was the genius to come up with this particular niche of domination.
Do you go for the billionaires? Like, do you think Jeff Bezos, do you think that he would appreciate that kind of dumb?
You know, it's funny that you mentioned that because his helicopter pilot girlfriend.
Or Melissa, is that her name?
No, it's Lauren.
Yeah.
Lauren, way off. Okay.
But she seems like she's got the ability to, like, put on
some leather.
A black leather some corset spandex. And just, like, start whooping your
like
ass.
Like a giant, like condom outfit.
Yeah.
Yeah, why do they, it's like fake Catwoman. I don't like that.
I mean, there's something hot about, yeah, like there's the Catwoman, like the Halle Berry,
so
Michelle
so
Pfeiffer.
Under there. No,
that doesn't matter.
Who was the other, the one for the Christopher Nolan?
Oh, I thought I was.
She
say
was in the Princess Diaries.
I was gonna say Alicia Silverstone, wasn't
oh,
she?
Oh, Alicia Silverstone. Yeah.
She was Batgirl.
Doesn't matter.
Batwoman.
Doesn't matter.
Same.
No, they're not.
One
was Selena Kyle. The other
no,
one.
No, I'm saying
is,
both hot.
But the who Anne who was the girl from the Princess Diaries?
Hathaway.
Anne Hathaway,
right.
Hathaway was in the last Batman as Catwoman and was hot as hell. Like there's something like that.
See, Mahoney's
like that's a not a bad look.
Tiptoeing towards being a sub.
You're telling
no,
me
I'm not, you don't get to dominate me, but you can wear that.
You
want
like Catwoman dominate you?
You regularly talk about how your sexual awakening is when you saw Rosie O'Donnell in that
and
black
leather
corset.
I like black leather in Exit Eden. Yeah, when I was like 8 years old or 12 years old, whatever.
Yeah.
Full circle. We're realizing, Mahoney, you got a thing for leather?
We just had a breakthrough. Yes, we did.
Or pleather. Wow. You know, I mean, I'm
for
the ethical
vegan
treatment of animals while I'm being nominated.
Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Y'all were talking about these serial poopers, and I mean, I don't know about the pooper lady on the lawns because that is just serial, but I can feel for them. I was just grocery too early after my cup of coffee, and it was just so urgent. I had to rush out. Oh, I hate that.
Message
Dave,
deleted.
I know she said grocery shopping right there, but didn't it kind of sound like grocery sharding when her phone cut out? Can you play that again?
Sure, yeah, I can run that back. Here we go.
Just think
cereal, but I can feel for them. I was just grocery too early.
Yes, grocery sharding. Yeah.
Lady, I've been there.
It is a nightmare to me if I am in a place like a grocery store, which, by the way, why do, out of they're big box stores.
Yeah.
Why do they make the bathrooms be hidden in the back? You have to walk through the employee doors to get to them a lot of times. There's mops everywhere.
Like, I get that the cleaning of the bathroom for any, like, the public-facing bathroom for any store sucks.
It's not great, but still.
But you, like, got to have that just in case.
Because the only time that I will ask where the bathroom is in a grocery store is when it is an emergency.
Yeah.
And I don't want to have to go hunting for that thing.
The suit poops are the worst in the grocery stores because there's always somebody else with the suit poops right next to you.
Yeah. Well, that's, I feel like if you're taking care of business in a grocery store, it's always
grocery store or airport. Like, there's no, like, casual poos.
See,
going in there.
So, I've got a kind of an airport bathroom hack. You know, depending on where you're flying to or what airport you're flying in, most, you know, you have several terminals if it's a larger major metropolitan area.
Yeah.
Go to the one that's not used if you've got time. Like, or there, because, you know.
Will you just cruise over to, like, the international terminal to drop a deuce?
I certainly will. Wow. And it is, it's you got 38 stalls there. There's not somebody directly next to you.
You cross the border in order to take your slams?
That's right. I will go. I walk to.
International poos?
I check out the least.
That's
the
why
least
the border between here
one
and Canada is still shut because Mahoney kept crapping it up. Oof.
That's right, Canada. Are you ready for this?
Please leave a message after the tone.
I was stationed out in South Korea. I was able to live out in town. We started dating, and it was, you know, kind of a choice between continue dating or not. She actually was able to move from the Midwest all the way over to South Korea for 3 months right at the start of COVID. And now I'm living here in San Diego, and we've been living together for about a year now.
Message deleted.
So we were talking about the things that your significant other did for you that really made you know, like, they're the one. We had a lot of stories about, like, people getting injured or the lady who was pregnant and had hemorrhoids.
Or doing gross stuff for your significant other.
Husband putting the old preparation H in the B-hole. But, I mean, I would say a move from the Midwest to South Korea in the middle of COVID is a pretty big move.
But I feel like it's... At the beginning of COVID, I don't know. I think I would rather be – I know a lot of people who were single and it just was the absolute worst time for them because everything was shut down. You weren't going places.
Yeah, but on the flip
side, I was insecure and scared about my life here. And it's not like I picked up and just moved to a strange country.
Yeah, I was going to say –
at least you're with somebody who you're banging.
But you barely know.
And, I mean, they're also in the military, so they have stuff to do.
Yeah.
What are you going to do when they're, you know, off training or doing exercise or whatever it is?
Learn how to knit.
Learn how to knit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You get a pandemic pet. A lot of people got pandemic pets.
Well, I'm glad it worked out for this couple. That sounds nice. And now that, you know, she's moved from the Midwest to South Korea and now living in beautiful, sunny San Diego.
I mean, you're putting a lot of positivity on that. It's still 1 year in.
Yeah, those are like the best years of a relationship.
Exactly.
Yeah. Like, you know, you're still pretending you're somebody who you aren't.
Exactly.
I mean, I bet they banged a lot.
Yeah.
A lot.
Sure.
Please leave a message after the tone.
What is your guys' opinion about getting a collab with Jason Bourne and John Wick?
Message deleted.
So you saw that they're filming John Wick 4?
I thought it was already filmed.
I think they're still filming it. There was some pictures of Keanu Reeves walking in the rain.
Because we've
the
got
other
that
day.
And the Matrix 4 were allegedly supposed to both happen on the same day, but COVID curtailed that. Yeah.
Jason Bourne, John Wick. I mean, you're the big John Wick fan.
They're two different worlds. Like, the Jason Bourne world is more set in reality, whereas the John Wick is more of a fantasy style. You know, yes, it's in the real world. There aren't, like, golems and whatever weird stuff. But it's like, this, we know that is ridiculous, whereas they're trying to, like, make Jason Bourne feel more realistic, where I don't like that kind of style. I like the more stylized version that John Wick has.
You don't want to feel like... You could actually go outside and Jason Bourne is hunting you.
I feel like there's like some Jason Bourne people in the world. There's nobody who is like John Wick in the world.
Did you just add an extra syllable to realistic?
No.
Kind of sounded like it. I would like to see a Jason Bourne, John Wick, and Nicolas Cage mashup.
Who has my pig?
I would not. I would not. I think that Nicolas Cage could stay all the way home, him and his pig.
Who has my pig?
Yeah. I mean, and as far as the movies go, the one thing about John Wick is that I feel like it's a little bit more realistic because they don't mess with how many bullets are in the gun.
Let me throw out a mashup idea that I think could work. I would like to, and this is involving Nick Cage since we threw him out of that equation. So we get Nick Cage, Con Air.
Oh, Con Air, Nick Cage.
Con Air, and then we mesh it up with Snakes on a Plane, Samuel L. Jackson.
Okay, I'm here for that.
And we put them both in the big front seat of a Spirit airline.
Yeah, they're all going to die. You want all of your favorite people to die?
Who put all these mother effing bunnies on this mother effing plane? That'd be great.
No, all they do is they sit there the entire time and talk about how comfortable the big front seats are for
Spirit
airline.
No, they're going to
die. How much money they're saving.
Nobody does that.
Have you seen
all
of the turbulent photos that are happening on these Spirit Airlines?
Not in the big front seat. That's always in
you
the
know
back.
What? If I were to fly Spirit Airlines, I would be pretty disappointed if there wasn't a brawl. Like, if a flight attendant does not elbow somebody in the face, I wouldn't feel like I got my money's worth.
Well, you're seeing that they're learning Taekwondo.
Yeah, they're teaching them Taekwondo, which is very effective in the middle of an aisle.
Because they're
going to
have John Wick, Jason Bourne, and Nicolas Cage, and Samuel L. Jackson in the front seat.
Hell
they
got
to learn Taekwondo.
Who has my pick?
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So this is a pretty terrifying moment, and there's a lot of details around it that don't make a lot of sense, but it was a very scary, unprovoked shooting at a movie theater in Corona, California, which is in the L.A. area. Police say they've arrested a man in connection with shooting and killing an 18-year-old woman and seriously wounding, like critical condition, a 19-year-old social media influencer. They were watching The Forever Purge at a movie theater in Southern California. There was almost nobody in this theater.
6 tickets total were sold to that movie, which makes sense.
Supposedly, totally unprovoked. There was no like argument or anything like that. This movie was just going on. Gets up, shoots them during the movie, and then we're hearing reports that maybe they didn't even know that it had happened because it was during, you know, a dramatic scene. and they found them after the movie had wrapped up, and the staff was coming in to clean up.
It's crazy. I've never heard a story like this. I just have to wonder, is it related to the guy? I mean, he had...
He had a million followers.
I mean, which is a lot on TikTok, but I mean, like, was it motivated by that, or you add in the purge element? It just all seems very weird, but I'm glad the cops caught him. But unfortunately, young lady who was like 18 years old lost her life, and this guy's fighting for his life.
He's only
right
19.
Now,
he's on life support. Horrible. Yeah, and who knows? They just tracked him back to his house. They found him at the house. I guess the gun was discovered at the property. It's not like he really even did anything to hide it. But again, there's like no motive. Like he didn't know them. There was no interaction between them from all the reports we've heard, at least thus far. Really strange.
So then that feels more motivated by the movie and...
Yeah, that's what it feels like. But still,
the purge.
Who does that?
You know, you could ask that question times every day whenever you hear stories like this.
Yeah.
I mean, just like with the one with the Batman, the guy who dressed up like Joker...
Yeah,
for the Dark Knight and like or whatever it was, the third one with Bane, I guess, and just walked in dressed as the Joker.
Man.
So weird,
crazy.
So here's some good news: Bob Odenkirk, who plays Saul Goodman from Better Call Saul, Breaking Bad.
I mean, also was part of Mr. Show.
Yeah, has also transitioned into the movies and played an action star in his latest film and actually got in really good shape.
Nobody gave him got some pretty good critical praise.
So he's 58 years old, and he was back on the set of Better Call Saul, and then he got hospitalized on Tuesday of this week after he collapsed on the set of the show, which is being filmed in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And representatives said in a statement, "We can confirm that Bob is in stable condition after experiencing a heart-related incident. He and his family would like to express gratitude to the incredible doctors and nurses looking after him, as well as the cast, crew, and producers who have stayed by his side. The Odenkirks would also like to thank everyone for the outpouring of well wishes and ask for privacy at this time as he works in his recovery." But, I mean, that's scary stuff, man. Anytime, I mean, he's pretty young. I mean, he's
58 years old.
He's in good shape. But anytime there's any heart-related thing, that's scary. So I'm glad to hear that he is on the mend.
So, I mean... I love Bob Odenkirk. I think he is just a superb actor and just hilarious and very skilled at everything that he does. But didn't, like 58, as you said, Dave, way too young. But didn't 58, when we were like 15, seem like ancient?
You're ancient.
Were way older many years ago.
No, we are just way older.
Old people were older back then. Like I'm turning 40 this week. And 40 used to be old.
New 30. Yeah.
No, 40 is the new 20.
I think you're right, though, Mahoney. People really did look a lot older back in the day. And I think it's because people were just outside cooking themselves with oil. Like, people were smoking cigs and drinking at 2 o'clock in the afternoon to start their days. Like, it was a different time.
But there's also
had a lot of wear and tear.
Cross blend of, there's a lot of 40 and 50 year old dudes that I know that still wear like the flat bill hats and dress like they're, in their 20s, where I don't think, and maybe that's just my perception and I'm off, but I don't remember any of my dad's friends coming over wearing Jordans.
Jordans weren't around.
No, I know, but you know what I mean. Like, there's a lot of
see commentators in suits and.
But they weren't doing. They weren't like wearing fashion from like 20 years.
One of the cutest things that you got my son for his first birthday was a pair of Jordans, and he was wearing them the other day. And I actually thought to myself, I need to get a matching pair of Jordans so I can match my 1 year old son. Yeah. But my dad wasn't doing that. He wasn't like, I need to get some fake Adidas to match my son Dave.
Because they hated kids. Our grandparents' age, like whenever they actually looked old for 40 and 50, they all had hot rollers in their hair. That dates you.
Yeah.
Hot rollers is like 100
kids were supposed to be seen,
things.
Not heard. You remember that?
Yeah.
They hated children.
Why? Like, why did you hate us?
Why'd you have me if you hate me?
Well, because life used to be really hard. The reason we had kids is like, we need somebody to help with the farm.
Yeah.
So, and then,
I don't want to wake up at 4:30. You go out there and milk the cow.
But we are kind of idiocracying ourselves because we are just slowly getting softer and softer and softer. Like you look at my parents' generation, and they're softer than their grandparents, and we're way softer than them. And so think about how soft the next generation is going to be.
I am goo. I am Play-Doh.
Yeah. Like, I'm not going to be able to say no to anything.
I'm like, man, glamping seems tough.
Because you just want to...
Follow the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on social media. At Dave and Mahoney.
833-YO-DUMMY is the phone number if you want to call or text us today. But the question that we have is, have you ever fainted or passed out in public, and what caused it? And we were talking about this yesterday off the air. Mahoney was talking about the time that he got walloped in the boys with a Nerf football.
It was a Nerf whistler.
Yeah, and it, you should have seen that coming, or at least heard it coming. But it got you square in the boys, and it hurt so bad that poof, down you
yeah,
went.
Yeah, it was a direct hit. Like, yeah. I mean, you definitely sunk my battleship.
Direct
or
hit.
Dinghy, whatever. And, yeah, just fell over immediately. Just like the pain, the instantaneous pain. Like, there's ways to pass out, like lightheadedness. Okay, you know, you get drunk, you pass out. But passing out because of pain, I do not recommend. Like, I hit the asphalt.
Was that the
hard.
Only time that you passed out from pain? Oh, boy.
Yeah, I think so. The second most painful thing was when the other time I didn't pass out, but I browned out because I fell. My foot was broken. I fell on top of it because it got stuck in a foot grate.
Oh, that's so gross.
In a street grate right outside of 4th and B in San Diego.
That's the time
and,
you pooped your pants.
And I pooped my pants. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I said I browned out. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's like, okay, I got it. Elena said my husband and I were dating. We went to Laughlin Memorial Day weekend. A group of us spent the day out at Lake Mojave water skiing. It was back in 1998, and it was like 112 degrees. I had a few beers that day, but I got sunburned so bad. Has this ever happened to you? That I was freezing.
Yep, it has.
You're I've freezing never, cold because the sun, your skin yep. is on fire.
That happens?
Oh, yeah.
It almost feels like hypothermia.
And it's the worst because you get into the shower and the water, everything about it hurts.
Cold water hurts, hot water, warm water.
Your shirt
all of
just
it.
On your skin, it feels like sandpaper.
You have to sleep butt naked.
Said later that night when we were walking back to the hotel after dinner, I passed out from heat stroke. I woke up at the hospital in Bullhead City with an IV. Everyone thought that I was just hammered, but it really turns out heat exhaustion and an extremely bad sunburn made me faint.
Oh, my gosh. I'm glad you're okay.
I mean, heat exhaustion kills people every year. Like, no, it's no joke. That and, like, this is why I will continue if I live in a snowy place, I will always pay a neighborhood kid to come shovel my snow because I'm not going to have a heart attack out there shoveling snow. Like, just not going to happen. That is not how I am going to go. I would much rather go out in a blaze of glory with a bunch of, like, drugs.
Speaking of above a blaze of glory, Alyssa said, I locked my knees while standing at attention in ROTC.
Never lock your knees.
Saw some stars and I passed out.
Never lock your knees. Manroll in our chat, twitch.tv/David Mahoney said, crashed my mountain bike so fiercely that I was concussed, drug myself and my bike through the desert, crawled into my truck, drove to the hospital, in and out of consciousness the entire time, realizing I was off road more than I was on the road, and then crawled out of my truck and made it 20 feet from the door and collapsed on the pavement. I blacked out and could hear voices yelling for
but
help.
Again, this is what I talk about, like how weak we are. Like, I mean, and how fragile. Like as a kid, I never, like, I'd be out in the summer heat all day long.
Didn't think
about
it.
Not even think about it. But now as an adult, I'm like, I could die. Like, we're out hiking. When we were on vacation and we were, you know.
That's
like,
your own dumbass fault for going hiking.
Yeah, I know that, Dave, but that's what my wife and every other woman on the planet always wants to do when you go on vacation to a tropical place.
No, I do not want to go hiking.
Let's go hiking.
Why don't you take a GoPro and I'll watch it whenever you get back.
But,
I'll be at the pool drinking. Thank you.
You know, like, hike. You can realistically, I don't, those thoughts never ran through my head as a kid, but like, no less than probably a half dozen times when we're out there walking, I'm like, if something happens, I'm probably going to die out
probably going to die.
Yeah.
There's no way if, like, you blow out your shin and it comes through your skin that your wife's going to be able to carry you back to the, to the road to get help.
Get a tourniquet and then, like, like, my wife's not carrying.
She's leaving you.
Yeah.
You'll be dead there by that rat that's still dead out there. Nobody would ever find you. Does that rat still exist out by your house?
I haven't walked in my neighborhood in a long time, so I'll give it a walk today. I'll do a lap.
A little walk-a-roo.
And see if that rat's still out there. It's
a little, I mean,
it's
a little rat reconnaissance
we're
today.
We're at like 6 months now. Yeah. I mean, last time I walked probably like outside about maybe a month and a half ago, it was there.
The pigeons don't even want him anymore.
No.
This one texted over to us from 702. I fainted at the grocery store in the checkout line, knocked my head on my grocery cart, and spent 4 hours in the emergency room. It was caused by a bad reaction to a flu shot. The person in line behind me was nice enough to pay for my groceries, though.
Aw.
I mean,
you should have started loading up on more groceries.
Did your ice cream melt, though?
Andy said one time I can remember passing out back in middle school during a football game. I was on the kickoff return, and while preparing to catch the football, it hit the tip of my finger, my ring finger, and it sprained it, and I passed out immediately from the pain.
Oh, my God. We're wimps. We are wimpy.
Yeah, you're supposed to be a rough and tumble football player.
Owie.
The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, every weekday morning from 6 to 10.
So we're talking about just passing out in public, and not because you were drinking, although we do have a few of those stories. Saul said it was at one of our anniversary parties, Mahoney.
Uh-huh.
Said I blacked out five times in my life, but one of them was at your guys' anniversary party at Top Golf. I had a golden monkey, which if you're not familiar, that'll get you.
It's like 7 or 9%, right?
It's like 9 or 10%. Yeah, it's a
strong.
Triple.
It's a triple, yeah.
A couple IPAs, Fireball, and Jaeger. I went to the bathroom, threw up in the sink, and then threw up in the toilet, and then sat down in the toilet and passed out.
Oh, you were the one who threw up in the.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know it was him.
That was awesome.
Yeah, that was great.
We were trying to get to the bottom of that, right? Yeah. They're like, somebody
barfed in the sink, and you're like, I don't know who that was, Saul. Josh joining us this morning. What's up, Josh? How you doing, man?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Excellent. So how did you either faint or pass out in public?
Well, I went for a hike almost 2 years ago. It was a mistake. It absolutely was. Second mistake, I didn't tell anybody.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. We're losing you there.
You got to put the phone close to your mouth.
Yeah. I don't know if it switched over to your speaker truck or what.
Something weird happened there.
All right. That's
God, he's working. Gone. He fainted.
Josh, you're killing us.
This one texted over to us from 702. I got hit in the head with a soccer ball at a men's game, passed out and beat my pants.
Oh, there is nothing worse than getting hit by a soccer ball.
Dude, well, passing out and peeing your pants is worse.
People don't understand, like, the
indoor is rough
trauma that could come from a soccer ball.
Like, I played co-ed indoor, like, the last and first year, whenever I was, like, 12, and it was co-ed, and I got smacked in the face by one of those. They're just giant tennis balls. That's all they are, and they're hard, and it's terrible. Smacked right in the face, went all the way backwards, hit my head on the back of the court.
Tell the class what happened to you at that concert that you were at when you just fainted like a ball of goo.
So I was at a Citizen Cope concert, I think, or slightly stupid concert, something like that, in college. And you know, like, usually a lot of small town venues, you're crammed in there like sardines, mm-hmm. So it's really hot
as hell. Yeah.
So
the air conditioning
hot
never works.
Everybody's just sweating all over you. It's just so terrible, but we had a great time. I didn't drink a drop, so I got naturally very high before going, and you have to. Citizen Cope or
high on the weed,
stupid.
Yeah,
one of the two,
okay,
one of the
sure,
two.
Yeah.
And they had a bunch of laser beams, like lots of like crappy laser lighting,
as they do.
I don't know why for those type of shows, but one of the lights hit me right in the pupil. Boom! Laser beam, like freaking.
You got a laser.
Like I got sniped.
Freaking laser beam to the eye.
Freaking laser beam straight to the eye. Like I got sniped and I went down. Like I went down like goo. And I crawled over after waking up off the floor, crawled over to the trash can, just like leaned up on the trash can just to kind of like get my bearing straight. Cause I was like, what just happened to me? What just happened to me? I don't know. And then I found a security officer, and I was like, watch me. I'm scared.
They're like, oh, look, a trash can next to a trash can.
Hey.
Watch the David Mahoney Show live every morning on twitch.tv/David Mahoney.
All right, so to round out Josh's story, because he's the one that called us that had the crappy phone service there, so we couldn't hear the end of it, but he said that he went out hiking, and he didn't tell anyone where he was going. He said he passed out from heat stroke during the hike, but in him being all delirious from the heat stroke setting, he started taking off all of his clothes. And so he said, my temperature was 107 degrees when I was finally found and reached the ER. So who knows how hot it actually got, but it was 107 by the time he got to the ER. I woke up 2 days later in the ICU on a respirator. I also had severe burns on my legs, back, arms, and ass from the sidewalk where I passed out because I literally started to cook. My girlfriend told me the first thing that the ER said when they called is, quote, we are doing everything we can to save his life.
Oh, my God.
I still have a skin graft on my leg and ended up with some wicked scars. See, that's why the position, the official position of the Dave Mahoney Morning Show is do not go hiking.
Okay, or just pay attention to the weather. If it's going to be
there's no upside,
brutal hot
and all downside.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, there's technically one upside and one downside.
Yes, of a hike.
Yeah.
Either going up or going down. That's fair.
Which,
I don't know. You got me there. You got me there.
Only upside to hiking, Dave, is like,
if you're trying to get laid early on in a relationship.
Yeah. And you're like pretending.
Yeah.
No dating profile of
Audrey's
a dude
so
who said
right
I
now.
Likes hiking.
She's so mad.
No, I'm not mad.
She's mad at us.
No, I'm not mad. I'm just, I just think that you guys should get outside a little bit more.
This one from Tom in the chat, twitch.tv/Dave Mahoney. When I was 14, I was in the passenger in my brother's boat pulling an inner tube with a bungee cord. Well, it snapped on the inner tube, came back and nailed me in the side of the head, knocked me out cold onto the deck of the boat. Man, that would suck.
If it wasn't going to be that object that hit you in the face to knock you out, it would have been your dad or whoever was driving that boat, because you can't trust. It's especially an uncle or like somebody's.
Uncles are out of
control.
Somebody's
like your best friend's dad, yeah, who kind of is like taking all of his pent up aggression towards you,
yeah,
acting up in his house, and he can't discipline you because, mm-hmm, you're not his kid.
Yep.
So he's putting you on that inner tube just to make you go all the way up in the air and always come down.
I distinctly remember getting pulled behind the boat by my girlfriend's dad.
Oh, yeah.
Like that, the high school girlfriend, mm-hmm, you know, and then like the dad knew that we were messing around,
oh,
or
he
whatever.
Was so mad at
and,
oh, you. Yeah.
And he almost ripped my arms off, man.
I'm telling
really?
You.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Like whenever you're on the back of that, because they can't get you any other way unless
just,
you're on a tube.
It's just good fun back there until it's not. IROC said back when I was in college, the girl I was seeing passed out going to pee at the restaurant that we were at 3 o'clock in the morning. So my wife's buddy had to shimmy under the stall walls to unlock the stall door to get her out.
Oh, man. And drag her through the
urine.
Pee floor.
Yeah.
Oh, yucky.
Oh.
Yeah.
I know.
Kino in the chat said, in high school basketball practice, I was pressured to try Red Man Chew, and we were taking fly balls from the pitching machine, and I was so dizzy from the chew that I tried to catch a foul ball, and it hit me square in the face.
He was swallowing it.
Never tried chewing tobacco again.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show.
So talking about the times that you have gone down in public, and there's just a couple that I have to share because they're too good not to. Party Mike in the chat, twitch.tv/Dave Mahoney, said, I was 20 years old at a party at my brother's house. In the backyard, there was this bar. I was getting my Tom Cruise on, surrounded by chicks. And behind me, there was a window that led into the living room, and I never saw it coming. My buddy Carl tasered me in the back through the window. I passed out from the pain, smacked my head on the bar on the way down in front of all these girls. We are no longer friends. F you, Carl.
You bitch, Carl.
Yeah. He just was trying to get whoever Carl or whoever this guy was with.
Yeah, if he's over here trying to spinning bottles.
Trying to steal Party Mike's chicks.
I used to know, like, when I bartended, I had the plastic bottles, would practice with that. Like,
I
still do all the basic moves of
spin really?
Bottles. Yeah, yeah.
Can you do the thing where, like, you throw it up and then land it on the back of your hand?
That's hard to do. Yeah. I don't mess with it, but the actual spins, like, over the hands, over the thumb, I got all those.
Do you feel like that's the reason why you were only working there? Like, you never graduated to the next bartending position, which would be, like, I don't know, like, the strip?
The super flair bartenders,
yeah. Do you feel like you have to graduate?
You have to get
from like Ruby Tuesdays.
Yeah, that's how it used to be.
Yeah, you start at Ruby Tuesdays, then you work your way up to Carnival Court. That's how it goes.
Or I wanted to work at a like a bar downtown, like like working at like where the young people like places that you wanted to go, but like they were never hiring me.
Of course not.
Yeah, I was in a good.
You couldn't take that bottle and place it on your hand like that.
Well, also if you're working at a bar like that, you worked at a Tin Roof, you don't have time to do any sort of flair. Like when you're working at a Lone Star Steakhouse and Saloon,
you got plenty of time.
You're occasionally making a margarita.
One margarita every 20 minutes.
There was no time for flair. I was too busy cussing out customers.
The final one here, I think that we all did something like this, or at least had friends that did in college, but I was donating plasma for some extra cash, and I had a weird reaction. Ended up fainting and puked all over myself in the process.
Oh.
Now, to add some insult to the injury, this was during the mask mandate, so I puked into my mask, and it flooded out the top and the sides instead of it going out in one projectile. They had to take my mask off so I wouldn't drown in my own vomit.
We call him Mullet Man. Business up front, party in the back. Business up front, party in the business up front.
It's a hairdo and a fish.
It is also a lifestyle. The mullet hairdo is something that we have grown to love over the years. And then it became an outcast of society, Mahoney. And now all of a sudden it's back full circle.
It's full circle, Dave. It is not only fun, flirty, and functional. It is also fantastic.
So there are three stories that I'm about to share with you. And all three of them sound like they are riddled with mullets. Only one of them has an actual mullet. I'm in the dark on this. Mahoney is. Audrey is. Ian is the only one that knows the truth. So we are trying to figure this out together. 833-YO-DUMMY if you want to weigh in. Twitch.tv/Dave Mahoney. I'm going to share the premise here. We have some audio from the news reports that surround each one of these stories. Again, only one of them features a mullet. Are you guys ready?
Ready.
Here
Bring
we go.
Bring out that Kentucky waterfall.
With mullet over. Story number one is Donald Murray, and this is a news report, talking about him getting arrested with a crime pays tattoo on his forehead.
A man with a forehead tattoo that says crime pays has been arrested in Indiana. Terre Haute police say that Donald Murray led officers on a short chase, and now he's facing a number of charges, including resisting law enforcement, reckless driving, possession of methamphetamine and auto theft. Now, Murray was also arrested last year when he led police on another chase. The print on that is quite good.
Ooh, so this may be mullet worthy because he led him on a short chase, but he's probably going to have a long prison sentence. So the juxtaposition there with the actual mullet is very strong.
I don't think so. This feels like a shaved head to me.
It does. Yeah. Very shaved. Unless he's Yellow Wolf, who has a mullet right now, but I don't see Crime Pays tattooed across his forehead.
I have a hard time seeing
that.
Like, if you've got a mullet, you're normally, at least in my experience, very proud of that mullet, and you don't want anything distracting from the mullet. Mm-hmm. And the Crime Pays tattoo takes away.
Okay.
My guess out of the gate here is that Donald Murray, with the four hood tattoo, as this guy said, does not have a mullet. That's the way I'm leaning.
The four
right
hood.
Here. Yeah.
Real crack news team there in Terre Haute.
Here we go on to number two. This is Matthew Cumey. He is a homeowner.
Wait, what's his name?
I think it's Cumey, either, or it's just straight up Cum.
Yeah. And this is actually the homeowner talking, Dave. Yeah,
somebody broke into his house, filled the drawers with water, and smeared poop all over the walls.
Oh, God.
Is there a mullet involved here from Matthew Cum?
Woke up Sunday morning at 6:30 in the morning to a naked guy walking in our bedroom, and my husband's like, what the heck is going on? Like, screaming in utter panic. He took this sink out, and this drawer was in there. He put it in the drawer, turned it on full blast, top water, flooded my entire kitchen. He crapped on my floor, and he must have been playing in it. He streaked it down the side of my wall.
Oh, my God.
There's just no recovering from that. Like, that house is condemned.
He straight up went wet bandit on them.
I mean, that is some brutal stuff. There's a strong possibility there's a mullet here, because this is people with mullets. Again, not always, but many times mischievous, like a lot of fun. If you're going to do something, you're going to do it big. And
this to me sounds like mullet activity. Territory. There's some definite mullet action could be happening here. This one is my spidey mullet sense is definitely tingling here, Dave.
Chucklehead said definitely a mullet. Naughty Boy said that's our mullet. All right, so the final one here is from Lafayette Stone. This is a news report. Somebody gets arrested after admitting that he was digging drugs out of his butt.
Mm.
Oh.
Okay.
Mm. How deep were they?
Stone was then arrested and asked if he had any drugs on him, to which he replied, no. One officer reported that he arrested Stone before and that Stone had hidden drugs in his underwear and anus during that previous arrest. Sitting outside the Walgreens, officers began to notice Stone trying to put his hands down the back of his pants. They asked him what he was doing. Stone stated, quote, I'm getting the drugs out of my butt. Police recovered a bag containing a white crystal substance and asked Stone if he had any other drugs in his pants. Stone replied, quote, I might have some up my
Okay, no mullet. No mullet.
I'm
sticking with number two. I think the poop smearing, water filling, breaking into a house naked guy definitely has the mullet.
I'm going to have to go with Audrey on this one. I am going to change it. I think the
Mr. Stone has drugs in the butt. He's got the mullet?
Yes.
I think that is the most mullet energy I've ever heard. Somebody digging around in their butt for some drugs.
BME.
Yes.
All right, Ian.
Okay. Big mullet energy.
All right. Well, Dave.
So number one, everybody agrees that number one does not have a mullet.
Not a mullet.
Everybody agrees that number one does not have the mullet, but let's go to Dave first. Dave, you went with Matthew Cum, the guy who went into the house butt naked and smeared poop everywhere.
Oh,
unfortunately, Matthew Cum
does
not have a mullet. What he does have is a lot of room for more hair on his head because
it's
creepy.
Receding hairline. It's the opposite.
He could grow out a skullet, mythologized skullet.
Imagine this man naked, flooding your house and rolling around in his own excrement.
He just looks like a Best Buy employee.
He looks like a penis with a toupee that's balding.
All right.
How do you have a toupee? Okay. A balding toupee?
You didn't pay the whole price for that toupee.
All right. And then Mahoney and Audrey both went with Lafayette Stone, the guy who was digging the drugs out of his butt. Unfortunately, Lafayette Stone, just like Matthew Cum, has little to no hair.
That's not what I
imagined at all.
He
was digging.
Some Crime Pays tattoo on his forehead. We were all wrong.
Donald Murray does indeed have the mullet. And a
great looking tattoo.
He's got it
going on. We all suck at this.
Dave and Mahoney, every weekday morning from 6 to 10.
So for at least the second day this week, Mahoney is wearing a shirt with a pineapple on it. And there's all this talk that's been going on. And we've been talking about this for the last couple of weeks about the the rumor, at least, that if you have a pineapple, especially outside of your house, and a golden pineapple is the supposed to be the indicator, that it's a sign to
they
other
sell
people.
Those at Target.
Right. Yeah, they're easy to find.
Lots of swingers Home go to
goods.
Target.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's a good design.
Group sex, go
I
to Target.
The reason I like the Aloha shirts. I like very tropical prints for myself personally. And so, like, yeah, I have a lot of shirts that have pineapples on them. I'm not a swinger.
Are you sure?
Last I checked,
you're naturally a swinger and you just don't know it yet.
Last I checked, I'm not sleeping with anybody besides my wife. So maybe you are the bait. I'm not sleep banging.
Maybe you're the bait for your wife.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she's because dangling you out there.
Let me tell you how, like, from the people I do know who swing,
people that swing?
I know a couple who does. The guy is usually they don't use the guy to attract other people. It's always the it's the woman. Who is usually the more attractive of the two.
So Low Dimes said, what would you do if your significant other asked you if you wanted to be a swinger? What would you say, Audrey?
What would I say?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I feel like part of me wants to say that I would be okay with it. And then the other part of me is a realist and knows that I would not be okay with it. I'm too jealous. Like,
You'd be jealous in the moment? Like, hey, I'm cool if you want me to bang somebody else, but I would prefer not to watch you hook up with somebody else.
Okay, so no, but usually in my mind, it would be another girl because another guy.
Well, but a swinger is like swinging. The connotation is like it's not a three person thing. It's a four person thing.
Oh, so I'm thinking like threesome-ish.
Oh, yeah, no.
So I don't know.
Oh, yeah. See, I see how you get jealous about that.
Well, because the swinging, in my mind, sometimes it's almost even like voyeuristic. Because, like, sometimes, like, voyeurs are swingers as
well. Would you be okay with if your husband said, hey, I want to swing, but I don't actually want to hook up with the other person, we should all just, like, bang in the same room?
Oh, well, then that's fine. Like, if we're having sex and they're having sex, but then, like, that's kind of just
Ian paid weird. A lady of the night to watch
bring this up again.
Him and his lady conceive their child.
why are you making these rumors? That's so unfortunate.
She watched the transaction.
Sure? That's really unfortunate.
Do you know for sure that was not the night?
My future mother-in-law listens to
this. Do you know for sure that that was not the night that she got pregnant?
I am fairly positive.
That's not 100%.
Barely.
There's a 3% chance that hooker saw your...
Yeah. It was either that or the night at the water park.
I hear that helps with the ovulation. Yeah. For me, I would say no. Like, I don't want an audience. I don't even want to tape myself. Like, that just seems like I know it's going to be disappointing. It's not going to be this grand performance, and the angles are always going to look bad. The lighting's bad. I've got all the professional lighting and video gear.
Yeah,
and still,
you're like, man, I need to shave my butt.
Yeah, nobody needs to see that angle ever. I think it all goes back to I am an only child. I do not share.
You want all the attention.
Yeah. All for me.
Yeah,
same regard, there's a lot of guys out there who are like, oh, well, I would love to do that if it's I'd bring another lady in. No, I don't want that. That's too much. Again, that's way too much pressure. I don't want to have to deal with two people now. That's like it's too much work.
Yeah. I feel like a lot of men would feel like that would be awesome in theory, but in execution might be a little tough.
Really?
Yeah, Dave, I do think that.
No, there's a lot of hands to go around. I mean, maybe you're right.
Yeah, they sure. Hands, fine. I mean, you might also find that your woman really likes women a lot more, too. Yeah. I mean, that could be a dangerous play.
I don't go out to, it's like when you eat at a fancy restaurant, and then you can never go back to Applebee's because you know what's out there. And you've experienced the good life.
Yeah.
But, you know, I am seeing polyamorous, three. People who enjoy three people.
See, that
two other people.
Yeah, I know a girl.
There's a lot of those out there now.
I know a girl who got into a thruple, and basically all it was just the guy didn't want to break up with her and still wanted to hook up with other people, and so convinced her like that was the way to go. And that's how I feel like and I'm not saying every polyamorous couple or whatever, every thruple that's out there, but traditionally, that's how the guy is thinking. And like very rarely is it, in my experience, the women who are bringing that up and saying, let's bring in somebody else.
This one from AK21 in the chat said, this is an eye-opener. My ex remarried and his wife has a lot of pineapple decor.
That doesn't mean anything. I've got a lot of dachshund decor. Like, what are they going to say? Like, if you like dachshunds, you're into a lot of wieners, you know?
Maybe, Mahoney.
Like, yeah, it's just pineapple is a classic piece of artistry, you know?
It is.
Like, a lot of art deco stuff. The pineapple has been used in art and decoration for centuries now at this point. It's just an interesting looking piece.
Andy said, years ago, I went to an invite-only private swingers party, and that is where I had to sign an NDA and saw a well-known local celebrity that was at the center of attention. I mean, so as a single guy, they invited you to the invite-only swingers party? Well, like, how did that come
Andy's
about?
He's a good-looking guy.
He's a good-looking guy, but
got a handsome beard.
I thought the whole thing with swingers parties and the Green Door and all these places is that you can't be a single guy and get access. Like, you have to have a girl with
you.
You
have to be a special one.
Yeah.
I would walk in. I'm such an awkward human being that I feel like I would walk in and just be jaw-dropped on the floor of what I was watching and witnessing. I don't think that I could. You know, like in the movies, they always have somebody who's, like, suave, walking in, confident, cool, ready just to, like take off their pants.
Like, eyes wide shut sort of thing. Yes, like everyone's just prepared for the moment.
No way.
Really?
No, I would just be interested. I would
curious.
There's not enough lubricant in the world. Like, I would legit be terrified that I would be, like, shriveled up.
Yeah,
I would have to walk out.
I need you to love me for, like, other reasons first. You know,
pet
like,
me, tell me I'm pretty. Like, there's a lot that goes in. No way. There's no.
This is a question that I have for Andy. I know that you signed an NDA, so legally you can't tell us who the celebrity is, but can we guess? Because it was definitely Jose Canseco, right?
It's people whose lifetime goal is to own a fireworks stand. It's the Redneck Report.
Mahoney is, I believe, the lone wrestling fan here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show, or at least the biggest of the four of us.
Uh-huh.
Tell me if you understand this. According to cops, it was May 22nd of this year, and it was sometime between 12:01 or 12:10 a.m. rather, and 1:58, so between about midnight and 2, somebody broke into a building in Tampa, and they stole a bunch of WWE items.
Oh, hell no.
They stole 3 signed belts by various WWE stars.
The heavyweight championship belts.
A prop cross necklace worn by Sheamus.
Not Sheamus's necklace.
Sheamus's necklace and a corner pad.
So the corner pad's the, you know, it's like a turnbuckle.
The turnbuckle.
Yeah, it's turnbuckle.
Yeah. They describe the male as kind of like you'd expect, 25 to 30 years old, brown hair, a mustache, and a light goatee. Yeah.
So those
light means he just couldn't grow up very well.
Those replica belts, especially like the ones, I think these were going to charity. This was like, I don't know if it was a hospital that these were going to or whatever it was, but those replica belts usually that are, you know, Tampa's kind of headquarters for a lot of WWE stars. And so those belts cost like $500-$600 each if you're getting like the top of the line ones.
Yeah, and then if they're autographed and Sheamus's necklace. Yeah, it's a bunch of
Sheamus's necklace, I don't know about all that. But the belts definitely have some value there, and I just don't know what you do. You can't take it to a pawn shop. They're not going to give you what it's worth.
You wouldn't.
And you
so.
Can't just like wear it around, or could you?
I rock in our chat. Yeah. Twitch.tv/David Mahoney said, this has mullet written all over it. not playing that game anymore.
So two guys got seized after a trooper pulled them over because their vehicle had a license plate on it that was handwritten. Can't do that. So Massachusetts State Police said July 16th, they arrested a 31-year-old by the name of Justin and a 36-year-old, also named Justin.
Justin and Justin.
Springfield, Vermont. After conducting the traffic stop about 12:30 a.m., the driver had an expired and suspended driver's license and was asked about the makeshift license plate. And could not provide the correct documents because they just drew it on there.
Please tell me it was in crayon.
I hope so. Also, or Sharpie.
Any guesses what they found in the vehicle? Because this is quite the menagerie of things.
Meth?
So, close, but a little off. They did find a used syringe.
Oh, gosh.
A box cutter.
Mm-hmm.
Ah. 2 bundles of heroin.
Ooh.
A small white baggie containing fentanyl.
Oh, goodness.
A glass pipe. A cereal box with 3,100 bags of heroin. And a plastic baggie of crack cocaine.
How tiny were those bags of heroin?
I mean, that's a little, very small amount.
That's like, I don't feel like there's 3,100 Cheerios in a box of Cheerios.
Like, this is the most drug-induced plan of all time. All right, get me 3,100 bags, very small, and let's put them in a Fruit Loops box. And then I'm going to, hey, Justin, I'm going to draw on the license plate, and the cops will never know. Good plan, Justin.
They just wanted to make them so small that they had the ability to shove them up their butt in the event that they did run in with the cops, but they got too high on heroin to remember the plan. But if you were to poop up like those little teeny tiny things.
I missed this. One of the Justins did have crystal methamphetamine in his pocket.
Yep. See, Mahoney,
you're
right.
Not in the butt. If not it would have been in the butt, it would have been a foolproof plan. I hope they go by, like, I hope these guys are like, you know, you ever meet those girls who are like, both their names are like Abby.
Abby and Abby.
And they're like, we're Abby squared. I hope they're Justin squared.
They both had like the half of the best friend's necklace broken off.
No, they got a tattoo of the integer, you know, up near the shoulder.
I forgot all about Abby squared. Like people who did the squared if they were the two.
Missy squared.
Oh, Missy.
Spring break. So this one is probably not the best way to go about getting your hands on a cold one. A Florida man was found guilty of charges stemming from a stabbing in Lee County. A jury returned a verdict of guilty for this guy. His name is Wilmer Gomez, which is a straight Wilmer. Like, what 21-year-old do you know?
You get stabbed by a guy named Wilmer?
That's 21. Like, who names their kid Wilmer in 2000?
I mean, I guess you got Wilmer Valderrama. Is he the only famous Wilmer we know?
I guess.
I mean, the hottest man. Oof, he is so fine.
So this guy was arrested after he walked over to his neighbor's house, and there was two brothers that were drinking beers on the porch, you know, as you do. And he said, hey, can I have a beer? And they said no. And so Wilmer stabbed one of them three times because they wouldn't give him a beer.
Understandable.
Didn't even do a good job with it either.
I feel like if somebody comes up, if you're drinking on your porch, somebody comes up and asks for a beer, I feel like I would...
None of it's douchebag stabby Wilmer. Like, get out of here.
Well, he wasn't stabby before he got turned out for the beer.
Come over here with a knife and you're demanding a beer?
They could have just sat down and enjoyed the finer things in life, Dave.
You know what? Having a cold beer on a warm summer day on a porch is one of the finer things in life.
That's right.
What are y'all talking about? I'm over here looking up pictures of Wilmer Valderrama.
You got sidetracked in your...
I did. He is fine. I can't help it. Look how good looking
you can choose. You get to bang one. Wilmer Valderrama. Adam Driver.
Well, we were just talking about threesomes.
I'm going Adam Driver because he's not
Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone.
I really hate to admit it, but the whole Mahoney saying that squeezing your left thumb to prevent a gag reflex is totally correct.
Mm-hmm. Message deleted.
One of the many things that I could say I learned from the internet that have been true.
You learned that from the internet?
Yeah. And, I read that like probably 20 years ago.
I mean, not to get too personal here, but I mean, like the whole, like, you know, when you say that you can remove your gag reflex, it makes you think of a specific thing.
Yeah.
Have you, like tried this in
Personal life? No, I have not.
No? Okay.
I mean, I've done it to see how far I could shove a finger down my throat, and it's impressive that I can tickle my uvula.
And a Bud Light bottle. Remember that time that you shoved a whole Bud Light bottle? You're pretty drunk.
I don't remember that.
You had to be. You're drinking Bud Light.
Really? How drunk? I mean, what, did I drink all the Bud Light in the world?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay.
No, we were doing shots that night, and then you're like, hey, look at this trick I learned.
I don't think that's...
Everyone at the pub was like, what is he doing?
I don't think that's a real story.
That is a very real story. I did not film you because I have respect for you.
Oh, okay.
Not so much respect that I won't share it on the radio, mm-hmm. but still. Audrey, have you tried the whole gag thing?
No, I haven't.
Doesn't work for everybody, but works for me.
So just to recap, if you take your thumb and you put it in the center of your hand and then you wrap your four fingers around
it. It creates the worst punch you are ever going to throw in your life. You create a lot of pressure there. So your brain, being a monkey brain that it is, takes I do it when I'm like getting deep in my tongue when I'm brushing my tongue.
So you have done it in your personal life.
Well, that's not my personal life. That's my
sex
life. Personal hygiene life.
Yeah.
What do you – you brush your tongue every day.
When I remember, yeah.
You don't brush your tongue every day?
Your tongue every day?
That's where all the stank is.
I look at my mouthwash. Tongue, like if it's like white.
I brush my teeth and use mouthwash. I don't want to be like gagging and stuff.
You have to brush your tongue every day, gentlemen.
I do it most days.
Does everyone brush their tongue every day?
Ian?
Yes, twice a day. Because Audrey is correct. That's where the stank comes from.
Hmm.
And you're also not supposed to brush directly on your tooth. You're supposed to angle it up a little bit so you get the gums as well. Mm. Learn that.
Well, I use the
Sonicare.
Edith
said I brush my tongue every day. Jaded said that's where the stink is. Gajil, yes. Roger, yes, every day.
So okay. You guys are learning. So as you are learning how to brush your tongue every day, make sure you are pressing your thumb down so that it doesn't... Is it a gag for you?
Yeah,
is
I
that
just,
the
I
reason?
I feel like I'm an easy gagger. That would be a terrible porn
if
star.
If I don't do it, I gag.
I mean, in some cases, that is or where the, it hits. You'd be a phenomenal. It's like, it's so big. Just kidding.
Please leave a message after the tone.
If you had to pick one actual person who is alive right now to be the next Bond villain, who do you think is going to be the best choice?
Message deleted.
Ooh. Jack Black.
The best villain?
Tell me Jack Black wouldn't be an amazing Bond villain.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah, he would.
Like, just dark Jack Black, like, where he was just, like, he was just beating up, like children.
Yes.
Dressed as a panda. Just
let's get to the news. It's top stories.
Well, this is a juicy little story about Julio Jones, one of the best wide receivers in the NFL for many seasons now. Roll just time. Got traded, of course, from the Atlanta Falcons to the Tennessee Titans. But he's being accused, along with his former now retired teammate from the Falcons, Roddy White. They're being sued by a California-based cannabis company for allegedly operating a company facility that was illegally harvesting $3 million worth of marijuana to sell on the black market.
You have so much money.
Well, this is just an accusation.
Well,
so
attorneys for the company, to do this publicly, though, I mean, it's a pretty big deal.
Well, yeah, because he's a public figure. And if you're going to, you want to hurt somebody because something has gone sideways, you definitely make an accusation towards him in this regard.
Here are the details. So attorneys for the company, Genetics, which, Ian, correct me if I'm wrong, that's a pretty big company, right?
Huge company.
So the sort of company, like if they were lobbying false accusations, could get countersued. And it can be really not productive for them.
But do they have enough money that they can just take him to court forever?
Genetics?
Yeah.
Yeah?
They very well might.
Yeah, they might. So they're accusing Jones, White, and other defendants of a conspiracy to defraud and a breach of fiduciary duties, amongst other claims. But they allege that they conspired with a construction company owner whose name is John Van Beek and his son to run a black market marijuana ring out of the Genetics facility. And they allegedly failed to report any sales since March, and they've been illegally operating the facility. So according to the filing, the defendants looted, removed, diverted, and misappropriated Genetics cannabis proceeds derived from more than 22 harvests, as well as machinery, equipment, and fixtures located within. So substantial evidence to support the allegations contained in the complaint, which have been vetted prior to the time the complaint was filed.
I mean, if he was doing this, this to me sounds like not only is it a civil matter, but also a criminal matter, because the way that marijuana is legal, it's heavily regulated, and you can't do that. And obviously, selling it on the black market, big no-no there. So I'm surprised that there's not a criminal case that goes along with this.
I'm with Audrey, though. I mean, you have so much money. I mean, Julio Jones has got to be making
$50 million
a couple million dollars a game.
Well, we'll see if it's if these accusations hold true. You know, again, I would think I think there would be criminal. If we see criminal charges come, then that will lead more credence to it to me. Otherwise, it just it's a private matter in court right now.
This is kind of dumb too, because you're already making money through working with Genetics. It's called Genetics, right? Mm-hmm. So why, I mean, how do you just let your greed overcome you like that?
Again,
you're already making
$3 million would be life-changing money for us, but it's nowhere near life-changing money for Julio Jones.
No.
So imagine doing something like this where you put yourself at all this risk for what amounts to $300 to most of us.
Yeah.
You know, doesn't make any sense. Crazy. So, Ian, you've talked about how you have a regular time of the day that you go to town on yourself. Is that still the case?
Of course it is.
Of course it is, yeah.
And it's like clockwork.
Why would I stop that? That's like one of my favorite things to do. That's like my hobby.
The reason why I bring it up is because, just a cautionary tale, I want you to be safe.
Okay.
Okay? So there is a fellow who redefined mind-blowing relations after he suffered a life-threatening stroke while going to town on himself. And now medical experts say he's lucky that he escaped the ultimate unhappy ending. The unnamed 51-year-old right-handed man, which I don't know why they had to throw in.
Because he was using his right hand.
From Japan, admitted that he enjoyed pleasuring himself several times a day. However, one explosive session went awry after crossing the finish line. The man was struck down by headaches and severe vomiting. He rushed to the hospital. He's found to have low blood pressure and confusion, two telltale signs that he could have been having a stroke. They suspected he was having a stroke and a substance.
Well, they were suspecting that he was having a stroke? No, he was having a stroke.
Yeah, he was stroking.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show.
So rounding things out today here in Las Vegas, it's going to be another warm one. 105 is the high today. But you know what? As we always say, 105, not that bad.
I thought it's going to be 105 today.
Yeah, 5 to 10 mile per hour winds. This is kind of a bummer. What's so somebody that? Robbed a local business that is a nonprofit organization.
Which one?
So there is a place called Hearts Alive Village, okay, which helps animals in need. And some dingleberry broke in, stole an iPad and $150 in cash. They smashed the front door, left broken glass all over the place. Thankfully, no pets were harmed. They were still shaken up. If you want to help out, you can go to their website. It's heartsalivevillage.org. But who does that? Who does that to a charity?
That's a dick move, man.
That is, man.
Tweaker energy.
So KTNV Channel 13 here in town is reporting that that new Durango station is going to happen at 215 in Durango. So Station Casinos, they have had that land for like 20 years now.
Long
and
time.
It's been empty for, you know, 20 years now.
Well, because you and I, Dave, have lived over on this side of town for damn near like 15 years.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
we've been hearing about Durango Station.
It's been, just been sitting there. For, I mean, the sign's been up there the whole time. Like, this land is zoned for a casino.
We've been hearing about Durango Station somehow longer than even the Fontainebleau.
But much longer than the Fontainebleau. Yeah. I mean, 20 years, yeah. Because Fontainebleau was supposed to be 10 years ago?
Yeah.
About? And,
if they build it, man, I will come.
I am all about it. I mean, you think about how much things have exploded. Oh, boy.
To the buffet.
Dude,
there.
Let me leave. Yeah. I'm sitting right beside you, man.
The Fertittas are listening. They're like, cancel it. Shut it down.
Sorry, guys.
But they say it's going to happen, so we'll see.
Put a thing like T-Bones or Hanks up in there.
Hell yeah.
Give me a bowling alley.
Woo, look
movie
out.
Movie theater.
Yeah.
And let's bring back a cool-ass arcade.
Kid zone so I can drop off my kids while I gamble.
Bingo hall?
Yeah. I did win at bingo last time we played at Red Rock.
Did you?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you do the
I did the electronic one with like all of the cards where
you
I just jumped out on it.
You didn't
like
have to
$300
do
worth of bingo.
And you just sat there?
I just sat there and I'm like, I win again. Yay.
Way out in the land of the setting sun where the wind blows wild and free. There's a lovely spot, just the only one that means home sweet home to me. If you follow the old Kit Carson trail till the desert meets the hills, oh, you certainly will agree with me. It's the place of a thousand thrills. Home means Nevada, home means the hills, home means a sage in the pine. Out by the Truckee silvery rills, out where the sun always shines. Here is the land that I love the best, fairer than all I can see. She's deep in the heart of the Golden West. Home means Nevada to me. One more time now. Home means Nevada to me.